morning.
Good morning. I'm Chairman Brett Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item, meeting with city, probably that too, but meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items. Can I have consensus from the commission to move the first action item to the last?
That works for me, sir.
Works for me, Mr. Chairman.
Works for me. So let's do that. So the second action item in the agenda was to consider letter providing notice to all detainment solutions that the county will not exercise purchase option within Section 16 of Temporary Detention Facility Equipment Lease Agreement.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ended last week, and we needed to update that letter to make sure the 90 business days was correct. So we've updated that. You've got the lease attached. I think you're pretty familiar with this at this point, but.
Okay. Comments, questions, discussion?
And this is a public document, so I'm just looking at Section 16. The obvious, Captain Obvious moment in here is that the equipment is problematic for the sheriff's detention purposes. And so the warranties, which would allow the county to assume all of that, are problematic. And that's, I'm restating what's already been said, but I'm in favor of signing this and giving ADS the notice based on the history that's behind that and moving forward.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Does mean we're not making a phone call?
That is certainly still up in the air, Commissioner Brooks, but at this point, I think the decision was to get this letter out, let legal kind of deal with the response, whatever that may be, and then go from there. Just given the other moving parts we have going with the permitting and things like that for the parking, we may need to keep them on good terms for now.
Yeah.
See what moving parts come about. So that's the plan.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Fine.
We're always open to your need for phone calls.
But Chairman, I would submit that allowing legal to front that first part of it, given that this may be information they're not expecting, is the right move. Allow legal as our counsel to cover that initial contact.
Yeah.
Would agree with that, and we'll keep the board informed.
Okay. All right. Okay, is there any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the letter providing notice to all detainment solutions the county will not purchase or will not exercise purchase option within Section 16 of Temporary Detention Facility Equipment Lease Agreement.
I second.
All right. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next action item is consider signing a legal notice regarding the submittal of preliminary design plans by Canyon County for the Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill Lateral Expansion Project. Morning, Dave.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Of course, we have a legal notice to submit preliminary design plans by Canyon County for Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill Lateral Expansion Project. So what this is we have submitted our application for the lateral expansion for Pickles Butte Landfill to the Department of Environmental Quality. And per the statutes, we need to post notice of this in local newspapers, etc. I believe it's for every week for 4 weeks. So it's a 28-day public notice. And we provide the material of the design plans, the documentation, all the information we submitted to DEQ is available for public comment. And the public can review that. We'll provide a link. It's fairly extensive. The comment does go to the Department of Environmental Quality. It doesn't go straight to us. So within the notice, it directs the party of where to provide the comment. And then during this time, DEQ will compile all the comments. They'll review it as well, and they'll have comments. And then after after the 28-day period, we'll be provided all the comments, and then we'll have to review them and then make any adjustments that we feel is necessary, and then submit a final plan to the Department of Environmental Quality. And then after that, then there's a whole nother process to where we post notice. I believe we have to post into some local libraries within the county. The statutes are a little old, so we'll have to try to move through the process as best we can. But and that's a whole nother, I think it's a whole nother like 60 days almost of comment and review of the final plan. So this is gonna take a little bit, but this is the first step.
Yeah, Chairman. So the original designs for this, this I think predates Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Holton, but Maureen McGraw from Tetra Tech drew up the engineering. Is she the one that did that?
Yeah, our third-party engineer, Tetra Tech, Maureen McGraw, has been working on this lateral expansion, and she was the engineer of record to submit the documents to DEQ.
Yep.
And she will continue to work on this as we move forward.
And I thought she did a fabulous job in her presentation of showing how this was built out and the expansion side of that. It was, if you're an engineering nerd and you want to know what this looks like, it's really a great presentation that's available online in detail. And so the schematics of how that looks will be available through this link. But the audio on that is also a great presentation. Really well done on her behalf in conjunction with your background as well as the director for the landfill. So this is an ongoing conversation that's been happening for a couple of years. So I'm in favor.
I am too, and I really appreciate Tetra Tech and your interaction with them. I think it's a great team. I think we're
it really is
hitting all the T's and dotting all the I's, and they're really a good group to be working with.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and then also just as a refresher, so hopefully when we're done with this process, the county will be situated for another 40 plus years of landfill design approval, and that'd be a great thing for Canyon County and the citizens of Canyon County. And there's a lot more room left after that, too, that we can expand the landfill. So the landfill is going to be there a long time for citizens of Canyon County. And it's important because, having a place and a facility for waste disposal within the county will continue to provide low-cost garbage disposal for a long time. It's when you get to a situation where you have to truck the waste out of the county to different spots is where the logistics and the costs really, really go up. So having a place within Canyon County for the foreseeable future is a really important thing.
Chairman, we'll be talking trash for decades to come. I think this is really a great move on our part. It's required by statute, and with all that information, unless Commissioner Brooks wants to top my joke, I move that we sign the submittal of preliminary design plans by Canyon County for Pickles Butte Sanitary Landfill Lateral Expansion Project as presented by the director.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. Where's that design document? Okay. So now the first is last, but now first. Now, okay. So we have another action item to consider ratifying ADP agreement for payroll modules.
Mr. Chair, I'll kind of kick this off. I'll let Director Danner up here. There was a meeting and discussion on November 26th during legal staff update when the RFP notice and the intent was signed as an action item with the board. Mr. Brooks, you were gone that day, traveling with your family. So there was an incentive, and there was, like I said, that conversation came up in that meeting, and there was a verbal go-ahead from, I believe, Commissioner Holton, Commissioner Van Beek, go forward with the incentive with ADP, and that was the direction given. Talking legal, they felt prudent to put this back on the agenda as an action item, but the deadline was to get this back to ADP to get this incentive by November 30th. So it was signed by Commissioner Holton to execute that. So that's why we're doing the ratification today. So for your benefit, Commissioner Brooks, I'd like to have Director Danner kind of talk about what this incentive is so you're in the know.
So previously we had discussed the need for a possible new payroll HRIS system. The board agreed to let us go out to RFP. When I informed ADP that we were gonna go out to RFP, they came back with a different deal that cut the original price in half from $70,000 to $37,500. They also agreed to cut our current payroll pricing by $10,500, which would make the county's initial investment for all the modules needed and requested of $27,500. So upon that discussion, it was, I wanted to sign that. I was hoping everybody would sign it so we would have it in place in case we didn't find anything else when we went out to RFP. We would still have that pricing from ADP and it would be in place. There's no, in this contract, there's no, we're not gonna get penalized for going out to RFP. ADP is aware that we only sign annual contracts, so this isn't something that they're gonna rip out or anything away from us if we decide to go someplace else. So it was just in the county's best interest to move forward with this in case we don't find anything else in the RFP.
Thank you. It's amazing what a little competition will do.
It is, yes. Very healthy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chairman, I'm in favor of signing the agreement, and I appreciate Director Danner's diligence in looking that over. Fresh eyes are great.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion then.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the ratifying ADP agreement for payroll modules as presented by Director Danner.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you. All right. I think we have a couple items that we're seeking legal counsel on. So I'd entertain a motion for executive session.
You want DNF?
Yes.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Okay. We can do it after.
Do I have a second?
We have one more item at 9.
Is this the truck for, yeah, the Kenworth? I wondered where that was, but it doesn't appear to be on the agenda.
It was on 9:30 to 9:45 on the agenda.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. So, Chairman, I would withdraw the motion so that we can move Director Loper along.
Well, fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's why Aaron gets the big bucks to keep us
going
down the road straight.
Heard him getting restless over there.
Loper's getting restless.
Yeah. I wondered why those weren't together.
Okay, so on the agenda, we have an additional 9:30 item outside of meeting with the county attorneys. So it'd be meeting to consider taking comment on the record for cooperative purchase of a 2025 Kenworth T48 water truck. T480 water truck. All right.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. A couple weeks ago, we put out notice of a cooperative purchase for the Kenworth T480 water truck. It's the truck and chassis for our new tanker truck for putting down water. I think before us is December 3rd. I don't know, is this a public hearing where we have to ask for public comment or if there's any public comment? I'm not sure how the protocol.
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got the protocols in there.
Okay, so we
follow the notices. There's
Kyle doesn't want to say anything.
And have we received anything by mail or email? Okay, no comments coming in verbally? All right, so we haven't received anything from our request.
Well, perfect. Well, then with that, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I recommend we execute the purchase of the 2025 Kenworth T480 water truck and chassis. I provided the board with a letter basically stating such, and with that is a purchase order that I've submitted that has the sales agreement along with it. If the board so chooses to do so, sign the purchase order, and then I can get the signed sales agreement to Kenworth to execute the purchase of the truck.
Chairman, I'm in favor of what Director Loper has presented and in favor of signing the invoice. This has come before the board a couple of times at least. So the purchase price, $156.90. And I move that we sign that. Yes, that's a motion.
I second.
Okay, so this is the conclusion of the public hearing for that input, and I hear that we have a motion and a second. So motion's been made. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right, thank you.
We appreciate it.
There's the purchase order and then a number of places to sign on the contracts. And
oh, it did. Okay. Well, usually I have Commissioner Van Beek do it when there's multiple places to sign. I will sacrifice my
pen today. Handing the golden pin to you, Chairman.
Yes, okay. Dave, I'm just going to do the signature part and allow you or your staff to do the rest on that map. LLC resolution, corporate resolution. Secretary signature. Okay, I believe I've got it. Mm-hmm. If not, you can come back. All right. All right. Okay, anything else that we need to do in the open?
I don't think so, Chairman.
Outside of executive session. Okay, then I'll go back and let's consider a motion for executive session then.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So let's recess into executive session.